Hey, everybody. Ray Brehm here. Welcome to the podcast that will help you increase the income and influence of your book, Beyond Royalties. Book Profit Secrets with Ray Brehm starts now. Hey, everybody. Ray Brehm, welcome back to another amazing session. And I'm with TJ Mercer. And although you might not be familiar with her name, you are certainly familiar with her work. For over two decades, she has worked on major Hollywood projects with A-list talent like Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, Samuel Jackson, on hits such as Shrek, The Incredibles, Cars, Chronicles of Narnia, Shaft for DreamWorks, Walt Disney, Warner Brothers, not to mention ABC, NBC, MTV, HGTV, The Food Network, OWN, and so much more. And that's why we're here, because really, you could argue she's the queen of visibility, influence, and authority. TJ, welcome aboard.
Hey, Ray. Thanks so much for having me. I'm going to use that, the queen of visibility. I love that.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to reserve that domain and sell it back to you at a profit. But we were just talking offline. Love the glasses. These are you're going to be my son's new favorite speaker on summits because of those.
I love it.
So give us a quick 30,000 foot view. You can take it longer than 30 seconds of what you did to get to where you are. And then we're going to start talking about the visibility side of the queen of visibility.
I love it. So I actually was born in Jackson, Tennessee, a little small town right about an hour from Memphis. And I went to the Howard University, where for me, it's the number one HBCU, which is historically Black colleges and universities. It's the same university that Vice President Kamala Harris went to, Thurgood Marshall, Debbie Allen, Chadwick Boseman, the Black Panther. And I majored in television production. Soon as I graduated, I moved to Hollywood to pursue my dream of working in television. And that was accomplished. So I did that for about 22, 23 years. And then I started leveraging what I know to help authors and speakers and coaches and entrepreneurs to show them how they can book themselves in the media without a publicist and without being a celebrity. So that's what I love to do these days.
It's a really cool story. And I know we could dig into a lot of different aspects. Let me ask you one thing. What was the, like, give us some inside funny story of being on Jay Leno or.
Okay. Yeah. So I worked one of my first gigs was on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. So that tell you how, you know, that's a long time ago. But if you were around during that season where Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton, that whole scandal, all the skits that The Tonight Show did around that, that was your girl. So I produced and edited those skits. And I mean, Sam Jackson is known for his colorful version of the MF word. And so I always like to tell people, if you have not been called an MF by Sam Jackson, you have not lived. And I have the privilege of saying, I got that. So, yeah, I love what I do. I love the creativity. And I'm a storyteller. So I love, you know, just the ability to tell stories that are seen by millions now.
It's funny. I think I just saw a Pulp Fiction TikTok MF-er, you know, on the a meme somewhere on social media recently. So that's hilarious to hear that you got the award or one of them. Let's talk about visibility. So we're going to get into this a little bit, but you know, obviously you help people get on TV, help them do it themselves and create this skill for doing it. You know, where do I start? How do I even get, you know, what's the first step I should take?
What's the first step? Let's just demystify as you start to even get out. Like, what's the first step?
I was going
to
say, what's the MF first step?
So I like to tell people that the first step is to accept that you are an expert. That is the mindset you have to go into. You don't have to wait for the media to deem you an expert. When you have put in the work, either through education, experience, or just life, you have expertise that the media definitely would love to hear from. Now, here's where, though, where many go wrong. They approach the media from a promote perspective. They see celebrities going on to promote their book, to promote their film, to promote their music. But everyday people like ourselves, we can't do that. We have to figure out how to serve that audience. What solution do you have to a problem? What is the answer to a prayer that is causing people to lose sleep at night? How does your product solve a problem for the audience? Because no producer, no host is just interested. Ray would not have me here if all I want to do is say, Ray, I just want to come and promote my publicity course. No, he needs you guys to understand this is a serve mentality that I'm coming from. It really is important to me that people who have genius that can help the world actually understand how it can be done without the cost of a publicist. A publicist is going to cost you about $3,500 to $6,000 a month, a good publicist a month. And they're going to require you to have a 3-month retainer. Well, that's a lot of money, and that may not be in your budget. I actually want to help more people by showing them how it can be done without the cost of a publicist.
And there's something interesting about this. I think we all fall into this kind of trap of, yeah, but I'm not good at that. It's like, but you are an expert in your thing. But when you go out to start doing your book, you're like, I'm not an expert in writing books. Yeah, but you're an expert in your thing.
Yeah.
I want to go host this. You're an expert in your thing. You know, I want to go host a summit, or I want to get on TV. Well, I'm not good on TV. I don't know how to do it. Yeah, but you're an expert in this thing. And it's, I think what you're doing is reminding us that, hey, don't worry about the rest of it. You can learn that, but you're the expert in this thing and you should be confident. And that's what you're pitching.
My slogan for that is, I always tell people who have that. My slogan is, it ain't about you, boo. It really isn't. If you know you have the solution to a problem, that's the media maverick's mantra. When you know you have the solution to a problem, you know you have the answer to somebody's prayer, you have a responsibility to make some noise about it. You don't hear me on here talking about metaphysics and anything science or anything business for that matter. I am a media person. That is what I'm going to talk about. And so I'm going to lean into that. My personal mantra for myself is, I suck at a lot of things, but media ain't one. So get over yourself when you know that there's somebody losing sleep over what you can do in your sleep.
And there's some famous saying about that too. Like, if you don't promote yourself, you know, who have you just deprived of what you can help them with?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about, we're here. I'm just going to take a guess, but let's just say the prototypical person watching this video might be a digital entrepreneur, some kind of course, some kind of coaching, mastermind, done for you service, something like that. Maybe even a brick and mortar. You convinced me. Yeah, I am the expert. So this is something I should think about. I don't need to wait on it. I think we all think, well, that's TV. That's 10 years down the road, 5 years, 10 years down the road. I got to get this level of success. You've convinced me that that's not the case. Let's talk about that. Like, what's the garden variety process for actually getting interviewed on TV?
So I like to say dream national, but act local. Meaning, yes, your goal is, the Good Morning America is to get national exposure, but you have to start smaller. In most cases, this is not always the case, but in most cases when you're being proactive. Now, if you have skydived and jumped out of a plane while painting your toenails red, then maybe Good Morning America is going to want to have you on to talk about that. But from an expertise perspective, think about it like this. So Good Morning America is an ABC show. NBC, the Today Show is an NBC show. CBS This Morning is a CBS show. And then Fox and the CW actually have, they don't have national shows per se, but they do have shows that come on a local level that is like Good Morning Texas, Waking Up Houston, Good Morning Mexico, things like that. Producers of the national show, when you pitch them, one of the first things they're going to ask you is, can you send us clips of you doing other national shows. So, for example, one of my best friends is Sherry Shepherd. She is now taking over for Wendy Williams' slot in Fox on Fox networks around the country. Her producers, when they are looking for, you know, people to come on, they're also looking for, can you handle TV? Basically, before we want to expose you to millions, can you handle 100,000? Show us clips like that. So what I actually love is that when you are, if you have never done TV, let me just qualify. If you have never done TV, I don't want you starting in markets higher than like number 30. So New York is the number one market. LA is 2. Chicago is 3. Philly is 4. And Dallas is 5. And so on and so on and so on. What I want you to do is go after those lower markets, because I need you to make your mistakes in the lower markets. A TV interview is only 3 to 5 minutes, meaning you don't have time to dilly-dally. You got to be on point, knocking it out the park. And so I want you to start in lower markets for two reasons. One, I don't want you to make mistakes in the higher markets. I want you to make your mistakes in the lower market. And two, there's a lower barrier of entry because they're looking for creative segments that you could probably fit in. And number three is because you still get the As Seen On logo. It doesn't matter if you were seen on ABC New York or ABC Biloxi, Mississippi, you still have earned As Seen On. And so that ends up giving you credibility. Yes, you don't need the media to actually make you an expert, but that third party validation is everything. When you start putting out there that Ray Graham has been on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, you have celebritized yourself in the minds of people. They expect your rates to be a certain price. And so you are leveraging the power of the media. All right? Is that enough of your question, Ray?
Oh, yeah. So the next question is, if they're ranked, so the cities are ranked, right? Mm-hmm. You said nothing under 30, but let's just say, like, I come to you and I say, I've never been on TV before. And should I be looking at like 100 or 200 or what typical ranks, and is there a degree of difficulty change between those?
Yeah, because when you go into like, when you get into 80 and 90 market, those are markets that would love to have an interesting segment. They're just not getting them. So you have an easier chance of them saying, yes, we'll have you on, and you earning that logo. I don't mind starting in the 100 at the 100 market or the 120, because once again, As Seen On, you still earn that by being on that station.
And then, so let's talk about that. Like, what's the, you know, we're in news cycles and things, but what's the lead time? You know, am I trying to book from a month from now? What's the normal lead time? And then, of course, you've got some techniques that get you on same day, but let's talk about that. What would I expect from a normal lead time? Like, if I call them and they're like, okay, be in here in 5 days, or we'll do an interview in 30, or?
It depends on the show. So national shows can book anywhere from 6 weeks to 3 months. That's just how long, you know, it takes. Like when Sherry's show, I was at in New York for Sherry's premiere week. And it is unheard of for a show to be booked out 6 weeks in advance with guests. That was where she was. She already had 6 weeks of guests. So the next availability would be past those 6 weeks. However, when you're looking at New York and Philly and the higher markets, you're looking at anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 weeks. It, you know, just depends on what's going on. And then in the lower markets, it could be next day, it could be next week. You really never know, and you don't have to, you can go wrong when you're pitching. You just can't, to be honest with you. Because if they like the pitch, they'll respond and say, okay, well, reach out to me closer to the date. So, you know, if you know that you're going to, so for example, Ray, if you know you're going to be speaking in Orlando, Florida in 3 months, I would be like, well, pitch them, let them know that you're coming. And then they may say, yes, we definitely want to have you, but let's talk, you know, closer to that date. It can vary from station to station, producer to producer.
That's good to know. Now let's talk about you know, I guess not, it's not mental preparation, but the actual preparation. I mean, you encourage people to practice and role play. Do I need a, do I need a Anchorman Will Ferrell tagline like "You Stay Classy, San Diego"? Or, you know, what kind of things am I going to talk about?
Well, you're going to talk about what actually serves that audience. You're going to talk about anything that's in your lane of expertise. And so offline, you were telling me that, you know, you not only do virtual summits, but you also help authors get booked. And you want to leverage that in a window of time where you can talk about people wanting to get their books out by the, you know, the top of next year, 2020, 2023. Is, you know, I want to get my book out. And so in smaller markets, that could be a hot segment for you to pick up. Now, you don't want to go on these shows, though, winging it. Oh, my gosh, please don't go wing it. You have to have a plan of what needs to flow out of your mouth to get that viewer, that listener, that reader back to your website. You always have to approach it from the standpoint of, if this host takes you off track, like if Ray just starts wanting to talk to me about, he saw that the sky was orange. You know, I agree, the sky was orange, but on the day that I actually was on ABC, it was a bright blue. And it actually, how I got there was kind of amazing, because I was in a car accident. And it was really blue, crystal clear. So there's no reason why this, so you see what I'm saying? I would have pulled you back to what I want you to talk about. And so you have to go in, because again, TV segments are only 3 to 5 minutes. You do not have time to mess around. So you need to practice and then practice and practice some more, because sounding effortless takes effort.
Do they generally ask you for like questions you want them to ask, or are you just given the topic? How does it, you know, I know, like in even just in some interviews, I generally like to go with the flow, but every once in a while I get somebody says, well, what are the questions you're going to ask me? And so I've got a default list, but it's kind of like,
I love this question. I typically, well, first of all, the beauty of having me as a coach is I've been behind the camera, I've been in front of the camera. So I understand both sides. And that's why my publicity course is so hot, because I cover A to Z, from booking the interview to rocking the interview to what to do after the interview. And so I spend quite a bit of time actually walking you through how to rock that interview. And one of the ways to rock an interview is you absolutely want to send suggested questions. So with Ray, I had already spoken to him. So he had a feeling of how he wanted this to go. And I usually, Ray will probably may recall this, but I actually ask, what do you want people to walk away with as a result of me being on? And so then when I send my bio and headshots, there also is a document in there that says suggested questions. Because here is the thing. You don't want someone who doesn't know your brand and expertise to try to guide this interview. You know what you need. You know what your audience needs. So don't trust it to them. I've had clients where they send suggested questions and the host went A to Z. The segment ran just like I wrote it. And then I've had clients where they use the host use the suggested questions as a guide. But in either case, or they may not use them at all. Doesn't matter, but at least give them something to jump off with.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I think just having that information makes you feel more confident about, okay, I can, you know, and how many questions in a 3 to 5 minute interview? That's not that many questions, right? I mean, it's
about 3 to 5.
3 to 5. Okay. Perfect. So, It's not like you have to come up with this list of 20. It's like, what are the five key things I want to, you know, make sure they talk about and ask me about? So if this is resonating with people, you know, what's one of the first things they should do to get started? Because it's pretty exciting. And I know I'm chomping at the bit. In fact, I swapped off screen and I'm looking at the, well, you're going to talk about newsjacking, but I'm like secretly looking at some stuff here. But let's talk about that. Like, well, what should somebody do to get started? And what's one of the best ways to get on a show?
That's it. You said it. One of the best secrets that can land you on TV in less than 24 hours is a concept called newsjacking. And newsjacking is simply inserting yourself into a conversation that has popped off and gone viral in breaking news or social media, whatever, of how you're injecting your expertise into what's happening. So, for example, one of my clients during the year that the flu was being questioned, the flu vaccine was being questioned about the efficacy of it. She's an MD. She newsjacked and wrote a post about, you know, how to make sure where to go to make sure you get the correct flu shot. That post ended up being shared 50,000 times and her website was hit 10,000 times that day just on the power of newsjacking. When a few years ago, when we learned that the aging app that people were, you know, playing around with on Facebook of they're aging themselves to look 80 or 90, and we came out that it was owned by a Russian company, I put out a newsjack. Hey, listen, my social media experts, my cybersecurity experts, y'all need to pounce on this because we need to know like how parents can protect their children, what settings need to be set, how to have, you know, protect and guard even yourselves on social media. Natalie Goucher, who was a social media expert, she pitched. She was on TV the very next day. Because Dr. Cassandra Bowler, when Will Smith and the Chris Rock slap heard around the world went down, that night of the Oscars, I went live and I just started giving different angles of how, you know, people can newsjack this. Dr. Cassandra Bowler picked it up. She's a mental health expert. She picked it up. She sent out a pitch that Monday. She sent it out that morning. By that afternoon, she was doing an interview on CBS. And she told me that she pitched them before and got nothing but crickets. But when she pitched from that angle using newsjacking, how I told her, she got booked in less than 24 hours. And finally, another example, one of my favorite examples, is my hair loss expert client. When the first Black Panther was out, that scene where the Wakanda warriors were there bald, they put on wigs to go into the casino to blend in. But when the fight broke out, they ripped those wigs off and got down. For my hair loss client, I sent out a pitch, Ray, that said Wakanda warriors are ripping their wigs off by force, but 46 million women have to wear wigs by choice. No, excuse me. I said it backwards. Wakanda warriors are ripping their wigs off by choice. 46 million women have to wear wigs by force. That one pitch got her on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox in four different markets. That one pitch. That is the power of newsjacking.
It's pretty incredible because you get on the same day. They might not even know that. And you can get on the same day. And most of us are scratching our heads like, what's that ideal pitch? It's like, well, do you have something that ties, do you have some knowledge that you can help people with that ties in today's news? And man, you could probably just paper proof it for a week, right? Like, what's the news topic for today? How can that relate to my topic? Write it down and then practice for a week and then even do that.
Exactly. And that really happens. So as far as the end of the year is concerned, you have a lot of segments that could be attacked, you know, for the end of year tax season, you know, end of year wrap up for taxes, what tax mistakes you need to be watching out for, the new tax laws with the PPP loans, and then the beginning of the year, the whole new year, new you. So there are all these kind of things that you could actually hijack for your business, your book, and your brand.
Ah, that's amazing. So you've got a document or a little mini book for us on that newsjacking called The Number One Secret That Can Get You on TV in 24 Hours. Because now, by the way, if you're watching this and you want to get on TV and you're not frantic to get that, because we just talked about how exciting that is, then maybe it's not meant for you TV, but I think everybody will want to. Let's talk about that real quick.
So Newsjack That is my quick read guide. It'll take you 20 minutes. So less time, you will read this book and less time it'll take you to get your toddler to go to bed. So it will walk you through the A to Z of this and really break down what this can look like and how it really can be a game changer for you to get more visibility. Because that's the thing. You want more visibility. You want to kind of celebritize yourself. And the way to do that is definitely being visible in the media. That I can't say it enough. That third party validation can be a game changer.
Yeah, I love that. And I think, you know, when you lift the veil up on this getting on TV. Most of us think it's just that's impossible, or I've got to sell a million books first. And really, you flip the script here, you know, just straight from my notes. You've got to believe in your expertise. Don't worry about the rest of it. And then, you know, get the pitch done and do that. And you've got a program that helps people with that too, your DIY publicity. But I think, you know, obviously for everybody watching this, go to newsjackthat.com, grab the document, spend 20 minutes. That could change, 20 minutes could change your life and fame.
Yep.
And it's pretty exciting.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, TJ. This was fun as always. And I need to get a pair of those glasses myself. My son's going to flip out when he sees them. And everybody, thanks for joining us. This has been amazing. Get that document. Go newsjack something. Start practicing newsjack. I'm going to newsjack something tonight on paper just to test it out, give myself some confidence.
Make sure you let me know, too.
Yeah, I'm working on my tagline. You stay classy.
Ray, don't get caught up in the tag.
Besides, somebody's going to pull a Samuel L. Jackson and fill in the teleprompter with something else, then I'm messing up anyway. So anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody. This has been fun. TJ, thanks. Fun as always. And we will see you on the next session. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Book Profit Secrets. You know, Abraham Lincoln once said if he had 6 hours to chop down a tree, he would spend the first 4 sharpening his axe. That's what this podcast is meant to do. That's also what we do on our site, our companion site, ray.fm. So check us out there and sharpen your axe, increase your influence, income, and audience. We'll see you next time.